This is Word Radio. Our thanks to Ezel Aviation for generously supporting Warbird Radio. To find out more, visit them online at EzelAviation.com. That's EzelAviation.com.
Hey folks, it's Ryan Keough from Warbird Information Exchange. Join us every Wednesday evening here on Warbird Radio for Wix Warbird Weekly Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with rebroadcasts throughout the week. You've been on the Wix Internet Forum, one of the world's best for Internet Warbird discussion. Now we're coming to you live and on the air. Tune in, take off to discuss the hot topics in Warbirds around the world this week, along with our guests who are working hard to keep them flying well into the future. Call in, write in, or even Skype in to add your voice to the conversation. Wix wants to hear from you. Again, that's Wix Warbird Weekly Live, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only here on Warbird Radio.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
Sanger Silver Bird was an enormous project which took years of research. Along the way, he had to solve many of the problems of space flight. Sanger knew that putting a vehicle into space was one thing, getting it back was another. The space plane would have required a booster section and 2 miles of rail to get the winged craft into space. It was never completed. June 1944, the first V-1 missile attack on Britain. They were made in a secret place called Peenemünde. Peenemünde is also the birthplace of another weapon many times more ambitious, the A-4 rocket. After numerous failures, two men lead a team of scientists that would eventually put a rocket into space. Also on the drawing board is the multi-stage A-9A-10, designed to reach America. All the components were coming together just as Germany was falling apart. The spacemen were waiting for a new sponsor. America.
This is Word Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Matt Jolly here with you on the Wix Warbird Weekly Live Show, filling in for Ryan Keough, who is he's up there in Geneseo right now, supposedly supposed to call in tonight. And yeah, I think he kind of fell asleep, didn't he, Zane? Zane Adams joins me, though. Good evening,
hey,
Zane.
How are you tonight?
I think Ryan's sleeping off an overnight flight last night. Perhaps he was a little overzealous.
Yeah, I think he took the beyond the red eye last night.
Yeah, so. I talked to him. It was midnight here. And I said, hey, Ryan, you know, what are you doing up? And he's like, I'm driving to the airport. I'm getting on the plane. Headed to Geneseo. And that was the last I heard from him. So, anyway, we'll give him a kitchen pass tonight. But hey, you're here. And they're here. So, let's have a show. Huh? Why not,
right? This is the place
to be. I'm telling you, it's the place to be. And listen, guys, if you don't call in tonight, I'm going to reach through this radio and grab the phone and dial it for you. Because Zane and I, we want all the help we can get tonight. Call us. We'll have a good time, and it is the Wix Warbird Weekly Show you're listening to here on 7710, and it's about 3 minutes past the hour tonight. A lot of you joining us this evening from around the world and all places in between. Glad you're here. Glad to see you on there. And Zane, this has been a week, hasn't it? I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, it's been pretty crazy.
It's like an emotional roller coaster. You know, if first Fifi's going to fly, then she's not going to fly, then it's then we had him on Monday. We had Chris Trowbridge on the morning show, and that was awesome hearing all that. I mean, you know, then finally, on Wix, boom, there's the air certificate right there.
Yep, it was posted today, I think, wasn't it, or last night?
Well, last night late, yeah, but I mean, we all got it today, and man, there it is right there. Did you notice that, and I think this is really interesting, it just says B-29.
Yeah, you know,
it's an experimental
Boeing B-29,
air.
Yeah.
Does it say Boeing? I didn't even notice that. If it
yeah,
did,
it says
I was
Boeing on the left-hand side there.
All right. I was trying to find it there, and I was looking through, and I was like, ah, it's interesting. It doesn't even, you know, it's an experimental airplane. So, nonetheless, pretty cool, though. They have it, and it looks like maybe Friday. I mean, this is nothing official, but it looks like Friday, the flight date's going to happen, and they're going to They're going to see if she still flies with these new engines. How cool is that?
Yeah, very cool. They Dave there posted that they hope for first flight on Friday. And I know they're real excited. I know Brad Pilgrim, he's headed down that way to, I guess, sit in the cockpit and hold the brakes or whatever he does down there. And they're real excited about it, and they're working real hard to make sure it goes off well.
Well, I'm sure it's going to do just fine. You know, all that hard work will pay off. And, man, I'll tell you, this has been one of those projects that everybody around the world, I think, has followed along with us. And, you know, it's great to see that happening. But, man, alive. I know there's going to be so many happy people. So, did you hear anything down there? I mean, you're closer than I am now to Midland, but and that's not saying much from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But, I mean, hey, it's closer than Georgia.
It's only 8 hours away. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And in Texas, that's an afternoon's drive, you know. Have you heard, did you hear anything as far as, you know, people driving out there last week? Did you hear anything about that?
Well, no, I don't know that. I think that everybody that was privy to the situation knew that it wasn't going to happen. You know, had a couple of days warning there, from what the press release said, and then they had to rescind that, I guess, because of the they didn't have the paperwork in hand.
Yeah.
So I, you know, as far as I know, and anybody I've talked to, you know, nobody went and nobody was there expecting it. You know. So I guess those people that are in the loop are truly in the loop sometimes, you know.
Yeah,
so,
well, that's good.
You know, I don't know anybody got hung out to dry or not on that, but
I was kind of curious about that.
Media, but yeah,
you know, I figured a lot of people were probably going into that, and but anyway, but you know, hey, look, anything in aviation, right? I mean, you shouldn't book a ticket for that and expect it to go off. You know, I mean, it is an airplane; things happen, and hey, you know. That's just the way it goes. But nonetheless, exciting.
Especially with old airplanes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But exciting news there, nonetheless. You know, one thing I missed, I don't know how I missed it, but back in June, Neptune going off the runway in Colorado. You know, we didn't hear a whole lot about that, but, you know, the brakes looked like gave way, and we saw that thing run right off the end of the runway. But a cool article posted on Wix, nonetheless, this week about that, so...
Yeah, one of our fire bomber pilots that post on there, Larry Krause, posted that apparently he's talked to some of the crew and high time pilot, and there was nothing they could do. Apparently, they had total hydraulic failure right at landing.
Wow.
So just keeping it inside the airport fence wasn't enough, I guess. But
yeah, well, what do you do in that case? You know, I mean, I guess you do the best you can do, and that's, you know, you can't land that thing at a snail's pace. You know, it's a
no, it's... and I think they've got reversible props. I'm not sure about that airplane, but that all has to do with the hydraulics as well. So apparently, it didn't work. So you know,
interesting.
You just roll and hope for the best. I guess it's like when you're 16 in driving school. They say try not to hit anything head on. You know,
yeah, right. Well, just go for it. So there you go. Well, I'm glad to hear that everything was all right. Of course, earlier in the week, though, not so lucky. Last week for the SNJ pilot out there over the, you know, I'm telling you, man, we've had some, you know, early on it was like, I think it's every year we see this, right after the winter break, it seems like guys go out and every year it's inevitable that something, you know, somebody's going to do something stupid or we're going to have an airplane problem or so, you know, just, we had a, remember that? We had a rash of it. Right,
yeah, I had
there.
A couple of guys. Two, three things happened. Are all there the first?
Oh yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, like I said, the first couple of weeks of air show season are right. Leading right up to it. And you know, this T6 accident. This is the second one of these off the coast of Florida. There, you know, it's kind of scary. You know that these things happen with these old airplanes, and these things happen. I mean, shoot.
Well, it happens with any airplane.
This happens too.
Yeah, it happens with any airplane. And I think that. You know, for a long time, it seemed like the Warbird community was getting a really bad rap from folks, you know, the old saying, you know, they got more money than they got brains and all that kind of stuff. And but we've moved away from that. I'm proud of that. I'm proud to see that the community as a whole has really adopted safety as a great way to stay alive, not only that, but a great way to keep this this passionate hobby of everyone's alive. And it really does more than just... It is more than just a hobby, as you and I know that, and everybody listening to this show and the station know that. It's all about preserving the history of this great nation, and it needs to be preserved. And these airplanes literally kept, you know, have kept us free for this for the time we have right now. And I mean, it's just these are important pieces of history. They're important artifacts, and we're all stewards of them. But to see something like this, you can't make the judgment call. I mean, we don't know what happened.
Exactly.
You know, and we're not blaming it on the pilot, but we need to keep safety up there with the right there front and center. And it's just you hate to hear about an accident.
We've made great strides in the Warbird community. You know, the fast training, the formation right. training, things they've go through, the Warbird Operators Conference that they've got going. You know, you know, even ICAS. You know, there's a lot of safety stuff goes on there. There's a lot of that goes on at Oshkosh. You know, there's seminars and these kinds of things, and it is really a changed world. You know, it's not just some ag pilot hopping in a Mustang anymore and running off flying it, and that. Doesn't mean that we can, you know, you still have to be ever vigilant, and things happen, you know, with these high performance airplanes. You know, they are war machines, so they were built to go fast and do things, you know, Piper Cubs won't do, but it, you know, they we've come a long way, and
well, we have.
The rate is way, way down from what it used to be.
You know, I go back to what Larry Kelly said on the show a few months back after the Doolittle Raiders reunion. He said, you know, he said, I'm really proud of this, that we were able, and they were. I think everybody that was there saw this. They were over time on target. They were right over the top of the museum, right when they said they'd be. I mean, I was watching on my cell phone, you know, and that's pretty accurate. I mean, it was late. Yeah. Literally, the phone clicked over to 1 p.m., and they were there. I mean, they were right there. They flew it with such precision. And he said, you know what? He said, we did it in front of the chief of staff of the Air Force, the secretary of the Air Force, and everyone there, all of the Doolittle Raiders were there, and it was just a terrific testimony to the Warbird pilots of today. I mean, these guys have it together. So
sure.
Let's take a call. Oh, yeah. Let's see who this is. Good evening. You're on Warbird Wix Warbird Weekly Live. This is Matt and Zane. Who is this?
Hey, guys. It's the Colonel.
Oh, the Colonel. Do we know you?
I don't know. I don't know. Hey, Matt, just a little FYI, I can't get the... I can't get the show on my computer.
Well, you have to turn.
I try to reload it.
You
twice.
Need to turn the speakers up. We have lots of folks listening.
I turned the speakers up.
Pull the wax out of your ear.
It might be my system. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've got listeners. If we'll see it. I think everybody's tuned in right now. But nonetheless, how are you doing tonight, Colonel? Everything going all right?
I'm boiling.
You've been a colonel for a long time. Aren't you about time to be promoted or something?
I don't know. You have to ask Zane. Zane will have to get, you know, that's up to Scott, Zane, and and Ryan.
I think Captain Crunch is even up for a promotion. He's, he's almost making admiral.
That's true.
General Electric, he said.
Don't put me in that category. I'm not on the promotion board. So.
Why are we? I got you guys on here. Hey, Zane, you know the USS Carl Vinson threat that's going on with...
No, I haven't seen it. I've been working, so you know.
Well, I don't know if you looked at it, Matt, or not. It's been kind of interesting because it kind of got brought back up. And so I figure, since I got you guys on here, let me answer a couple of questions that were asked. Ty asked a question about the Gray Goose. Yes, that goose was Tom and Frank's airplane. It had the car. It had truck tires on it. As a reference to the flight, the San Francisco flight, we had 4 B-25s in that one, plus the CAF Bearcat. It's kind of strange. I've been on all three of the carrier launches.
Hmm. To see the airplanes fly off the top of the carrier. Well, that's...
Yeah, that was, well, the 50th anniversary of the Doolittle Raid.
Yeah, right.
And then we did the 50th anniversary at the end of World War II, when we did the Pineapple Cruise from Oakland to Pearl Harbor. And then we did... Fleet Week in San Francisco that fall.
Well, and don't forget that Pearl Harbor, when they made the movie Pearl Harbor, they flew one right off the deck of the Lexington there. So
yeah, down there in Corpus Christi. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, who flew? I don't remember who flew.
That was Steve Hinton that flew the airplane off.
It was Steve that flew that one?
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because I made the comment on that thread was like, as I could figure, there was at least a dozen of us Wixers on the carrier. At least some of us should be able to have some video or some photos to put up. All my stuff, my excuse is all my stuff is up at my dad's house in New Hampshire, so I can't put anything up.
Rob, that's the difference between a colonel and a general. You got to work on that.
I know.
But hey, thanks for calling in tonight, though. It's a pleasure hearing you, buddy.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
We'll open the lines back up. All right, good luck with that computer there.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Well, there you go. I hope he gets it working. Yeah,
I hope he does too. Maybe it will get him up for a promotion there. But man, that's good to interesting.
There's some good pictures, or one good picture at least on that thread. I was looking at it here while he was talking about that Carl Vinson thread in 1995 is when they flew the airplanes off of there.
Yeah,
and there's one good great aerial shot. Who knows who took that? But of three B-25s sitting on the carrier, it'd be fun to see. It really would. But,
I remember the day back when I was doing the interview on the Lexington. I'm not going to name names. But there was a certain person who has a lot of pull on that ship. might be a director. I'm not saying who or anything like that. But checked it over with the pilot, you know, and all this kind of stuff, and said, "Man, it'd really be cool to, you know, be a safety observer or something like that." He said, "I really, you know, I don't want my ship to be damaged." And you know, there was some, you know, you know where I'm going with this. And so the evidently the folks from the movie there, the attorneys, were rather worried about this. And so the morning before the shot, he just kind of says to him, you know, he goes, "Look, guys," he goes, "what do you think? Can I go ahead and, you know, get on?" And, "Oh, well, we don't know. You know, the insurance." He goes, "Well, you know, I've been thinking, too." He goes, "I don't know about that either." He goes, "You know, not having a safety observer up there." He goes, "I don't know how comfortable I feel with this thing leaving the deck." A long wait, you know. Boom, he was in, you know. So,
yeah, I mean, there you go.
What a historic, you know, flight that had to have been. And, Of course, you know, nonetheless, it made that movie, but really, really one of the better parts of the movie. I mean, Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, that you know, probably is the best part of that movie. But
yeah, I mean, you know. I didn't ask. Dick Cole how he felt about that, but that would have been a good question. Probably would have had to, you know, taken out some of the audio, but we'll see. But nonetheless, yeah, thanks for the call tonight, Rob. And listen, the phone lines are back open tonight if you'd like to call in and join the Wix Warbird Weekly Live Show. We'd love to hear from you. I'll tell you, Zane, there are so many great folks on Wix, and I mean, really and truly, you guys have such a great community. I just feel privileged to get to help you guys out and do this show once a week, and man, I just want to thank you for that.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity. You know, it's good fun. It's good to promote the forum, and it's always fun to hear, you know, hear people live after you've been typing at them for years on end.
Well, and you know, I've made some good friends. You know, Chris Henry is one guy, that Mustang driver, really a great guy. I mean, has a heart of gold.
Sure.
And I was talking to him this week, and he goes, you know, he goes, there's some guys on there that I think have me, you know, sort of taken wrong, you know. And the poor guy, I just want to say this, he just has a heart of gold, and he's an avid aviation enthusiast and just a terrific guy, and he would probably be mad if I'm even talking about this, but it's just you and me and everybody else sitting here having a good conversation, some hangar talk tonight. But I'm telling you, he's just one example of great people on that website. Zach Boffman, another one I've had the privilege of spending some time with. Ryan, of course, just good as gold. Scott, I mean, all of them. Everybody on that site seems to be great. I'm sure you got a few bad apples in there. Me for one. But nonetheless,
just like any other community, there's personalities involved. There's,
well,
you know,
sure.
We're humans. So, you know, Chris, you know, one, you know, just brought him up. But so I'll, you know, he's a big defender of the Air Force Museum. And there's a lot of things that the Air Force Museum does that, you know, a lot of people in the community don't particularly care for. And so, you know, but, you know, Chris stands his ground and defends it. And of course, that makes some people mad and makes other people happy. And
well, you know,
that's
here's
the way it goes.
Yeah. But, you know, let's call a spade, though. I mean, this is not the Air Force's museum. This is our museum. We're all taxpayers.
Well, sure.
And, you know, they've done an incredible job, in my opinion. I toured it for the first time the other day. They did an incredible job, I think, of preserving these airplanes. And I'm sure that they're, look, the whole F-82 thing, you know, that was just a nasty thing that happened. I mean, it really was, on both sides of the fence.
It puts a sour taste in a lot of mouths, yeah.
It did, but I mean, look, it was something that happened, and we need to get past that. I mean, it is what it is, and it's unfortunate no matter what side of the issue you're on. There's two sides to every story, and you know, that's all I'm going to say about it. But I think he did a good job of saying, well, look, you know, guys, here's what happened. And I can respect that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can respect that. And on the other side, you know, I wish they'd get the heck out of the way on the Collings Foundation F-105. So,
yeah, you know, I don't understand that.
Newsletter today from the Collings Foundation in my email, and they're still fighting it. And apparently they've got Pentagon help and congressional help and Air Force Museum or the Air Force historians.
I don't know who it is
standing in the way of this thing. So right. I don't know. It's that drives you crazy.
Well, I talked to a couple of that day that we had Hunter on that morning, And it was the day before the language could go in that bill. And we're talking about the Collins Foundation's F-105, you know, trying to get the F-105. And I encourage everybody, I said, you got to call your congressman today, like right now, and get this taken care of. And a lot of folks did. And I called Saxby Chambliss. I talked to Jim Marshall's office. And I also talked to a certain senator in Missouri who's been very, very pro-aviation. And they said, look, they said, you know, we tried this a while back, and these guys, they're just not budging. We even use the same language that the Collins, you know, it's just, there's a problem there.
Yeah.
There's a problem there, and it's something that is beyond you and I's pay grade. You know, I don't know where the rub is. I don't know if it's you know, fear out of being in that position to make that decision. You know, I don't know. I don't know where it's at because
I don't know if it's a legal fear or if it's a threat. You know,
Well, look, we live in a time
you
where...
You know what I mean? A national security fear. Right. I, you know, who knows?
It's such a tumultuous time, and let's face it, everybody is on pins and needles in D.C., and these guys who are running our nation's militaries right now, they've got bigger fish to fry than this. I mean, just putting it out there. I mean, and look, nobody wants to get... You don't want to take a four-star general if they're in that position and have them have a botched career over something like this. I mean, this is... But at the same time, look, you need to call Medal of Honor winners back. You know, if they call up to your office, the courteous thing to do, someone with that much service, you got to call somebody back. I mean, that's just basic rules of the road there. But I totally understand it from both sides of the fence, and it's just unfortunate. I hope I get it worked out, because it would be a shame to not have an example of one of these airplanes in the air when we could, and when there's a group like the Collins Foundation that's willing to do it and willing to pay the bill. That's the big thing. You know, all they want is the air. They just need some help. And you're not going to find a better organization to do it. I mean, look, what the A4, the F4, I mean, my goodness. So
sure, they know what they're doing.
They do know what they're doing. And you know what, something else I've learned is that if it seems like they're not afraid to say, well, we need to get this, we need to get that, we need to do this, and put a training program in place.
Right.
They're not above that, you know, and that's one thing that I really value in those guys, because I've seen it time and time again from people on the road, from you know, who travel with, I mean, these guys are buttoned up. So it's great to see, and boy, they do a good job. They just
do
a terrific job. So it's exciting.
Yep.
Listen, guys, phone lines are open. It's no fun without you, so call in. There's a lot of you listening tonight. Why don't you pick up the phone and give us a call, 478-787-4768. If you're listening anywhere in the country or around the world, for that matter, you can find us. Just log on to Skype, run a search for Warbird Radio, and we can pull it up right there, and we'll have you right on the show. So easy as that. Zane, what's going on in Dallas this weekend? Anything big going on? I know you're always in the scene out there. What?
Yeah, there's nothing real big going on around here except, you know, we had here in North Texas, we had a little bit of an incident. I wasn't there, but there was a little air show, what they call over Cedar Creek Lake. It was a fireworks and a little air show thing that they have down there every year on July 4th. And apparently the P-39, the Confederate Air Force, Commemorative Air Force's P-39 flew into Tyler and had some sort of landing problem. I'm not exactly sure exactly what happened, but landed a little short of the runway, hit some approach lights, and damaged the leading edge of the left wing and the gear door and a drop tank and this kind of stuff. So it doesn't look like it's real severe damage, but it's you know, something they're going to have to take a look at. So those guys down in San Marcos run that P-39. They're probably going to need a little extra cash, so if anybody's out there wanting got a little extra money they want to throw CAF's way for the P-39 to get back up, that would be a good thing.
Just pump some money into it. So. That's all it takes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The local here in Fort Worth, the B-17 Chucky, they finished their spar, their wing spar, their wing bolts AD. They've got all the prop ADs done. They're throwing fuel tanks back in the airplane and working real hard to get the airplane ready to go to Thunder over Michigan.
Man, isn't that going to be awesome?
Gathering up there. So they need cash and probably some hands-on the next few weeks. It's only, that's only a month away, 5 weeks away or so?
Yeah, exactly.
But they're getting the airplanes getting the airplane buttoned back up. I think they've got all their ADs done. So all they've got to do is put it together. They may run engines next weekend if the fuel tank deals go well. So, you know, that's exciting times for sure.
Well, that's awesome. You know, speaking of good things on Wix, did you see the post that Bill Greenwood made about offering space up in the airplane to go to Oshkosh? Did you catch that?
No.
There's a great post up there about it. I mean, everybody seems to think Paul Gordon should go. And, I'm all for that. We'd all have great pictures from Oshkosh if Paul went. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Paul's got a new lens and everything, so he's all excited.
He said, what are we waiting on? Paul, call Bill. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's get you up there. Man, I can't wait.
Paul should be listening in tonight.
Yeah, I hope so. Maybe he'll call in.
I give him that vote, yeah.
Well, if guys are waiting on after hours, listen, just call in now. You mean to play? I'll play the music if that's what's going to make you call, but call on in tonight. Zane and I are burning up the airtime here. We heard from the colonel, and that was great, but we'd love to hear from you tonight. The number 478-787-4768. If I said it too fast, you can find it on our website, which is just warbirdradio.com, and you can pull up the studio line right there. And listen, if you have Skype, if you're listening to us in England or wherever at you might be, just call us on Skype. It's just Warbird Radio. That's the username, all one word, Warbird Radio, and we'll find you right there. You know, I had an email this week, Zane, from I saw it, and I said, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. It looks like it's from the Trojan Horseman, and it is, but it's from the Trojan Horseman simulation team. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I've seen those guys.
Wow, I haven't heard about
it online.
They're having an online air show. They're having a virtual air show, and the horsemen, the virtual horsemen, if you will, are going to fly. So, how about that? I said I got to have you guys on the show. That'd be fun to hear. So they wrote in, and hopefully we'll have them on the show next week. But pretty cool stuff.
I don't know how they do that on Flight Simulator.
I don't either. I can't even hit the runway. I don't know how they do it. You know, how do they do it? I have no idea. And I was reading on some of their forums. You know, they're talking about like, well, they got to rebalance the airplane and, you know, move the fuel and all this kind of stuff. Good Lord. You know, how do these guys do this? And what kind of investment does it take to make that happen? I mean, do you have like a supercomputer in your house with a, you know, full on? I don't know. Let's take a call here. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with Matt and Zane for Wix Warbird Weekly Live. Who are we talking to tonight?
Matt, Zane's Paul Gordon. How you doing?
Paul, we want to get a seat. Are you going with Bill?
No, I'm not. Unfortunately, I mean, it's not looking like I'm going to be able to go, although I want to very badly. It's just the job's keeping me busy, and boy, it sounds like a good time, though. It's going to be about everything under the sun's going to be there. It sounds exciting. It really does.
Is that a cough I hear? Maybe a fever I can detect coming up in like 2 weeks?
it's starting to come along there. I thought so.
Exactly.
You use your prayers, guys. Maybe a little trip, you know, away from Denver might help me out a little bit.
At this point, it's not looking too promising,
but hopefully, you know, some year I'll make it out there. I'm really, really hoping to go. So.
Were you getting excited? Collins Foundation's knocking on your back door here, bud. They're on their way.
They are. Today's been a really, well, unlike the rest of the nation, we've had a really nice day today. I mean, we had a lot of rain, but it's been cool and very nice. And I'm not sure if they actually flew in today or not, but they're supposed to be here through, I think, Sunday. So I'm getting pretty excited about seeing the planes and watching them fly around. It'd be kind of nice to do.
My buddy Joe's been on the tour, and I think he's getting off in Denver. So he should be home tomorrow. So my guess is they got there tonight sometime. So head out there tomorrow, Paul. Get some pictures and... Zane, I don't know. Is Jim Harley still on the? Is he still on the road? Anybody know? Call him.
Well, last I heard, he was. He was up in Montana with them. He had posted some great pictures of flying around the Flathead Lake Valley in the B-24 up there. I don't know if he's going to be with them through Denver or not. I think Denver is one of his favorite stops, so he may be. You know.
Wow, man, that's awesome.
Well, I hope to get to chat with them and you know, see the planes. And I'm not sure, you know, what they're bringing. I know they're bringing the 17 and, you know, a couple of their other things, the Razorback, but I don't know what other things they're bringing. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing the planes.
B-24, B-17, and the Mustang, I think, are all that's there right now. So the 262 is still not up and running. So.
But soon, hopefully, really soon. Still getting excited.
Still excited to see those planes flying around. So I'll have to put some pictures up on your guys' Facebook page and let people know about it, I guess.
Yeah, Paul. Paul, I really want to get a hold of the guys down in the Springs. And if I have to make a trip out there, you know, we still own a house there in Colorado Springs. If I can get back out there, I really want to go down there to Westpac and see that. I've been calling down there and trying to get an interview with those guys. And, you know, it's pretty hush-hush around there. Or maybe we're just not talking to the right people, but... I'd love to
get
down.
Well, I'm not really sure too much about them. I mean, I know my I have a friend, John, who's up here in Denver, takes photos with me quite a bit, and he knows a little bit more than I do about it. I usually do a lot of stuff for the Spirit of Flight and Wings Over the Rockies, but I haven't heard too much about the Westpac group myself, although I know that they're, I guess they're restoring some things or building some things. I'm interested, too. I'm kind of got the fever to go down there and find out what's going on. So.
Yeah, me too, man. I'd love to get down there and tour that and at least have them on the show and let them tell us what's going on. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in Colorado. A lot of stuff in Colorado. I used to just, when we lived out there, we moved in 06, but I spent a lot of time down in Pueblo.
I can only encourage as many people as possible. If you're looking for a place to fly your plane, bring it up here to Colorado. I mean, we would love to see it. There's a pretty big fan base here. So putting the word out. Come on up here. We'll take pictures of you and give you a good time. So no problem.
Well, and Paul,
you don't mind if Texans come to Colorado still? I mean, yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Well.
No kidding. The first few weeks I was up there, I clipped a mule deer in my car. It went Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, you know, the front end came way up, and I mean, it was up and over. And the deer, it was the largest deer I've ever seen. A truck in the other lane actually hit it and threw it into my car. And I went airborne and came down, and this highway patrol officer saw it all, and he pulls up behind me, and I'm kind of, you know, trying to figure out how if I could drive the car back, you know, to the Springs to get home. And this the Colorado Highway Patrol guy walks up and he says, "You damn Texans." He said, "How long have you been here?" And I said, just a few weeks. And he goes, "I swear." He said, "I don't know whether to give you a hunting violation or a traffic ticket." He goes, "The first thing you guys do when you get here is got to kill something." just as serious as he could be.
Wonderful Colorado hospitality there. I'm sorry.
And he was
maybe
kidding.
Maybe next time will be a little nicer when you take the deer out.
That's right. Well, it was a great time. And fortunately, the car was sold soon after that because every winter it smelled of deer. So
it wasn't named Christine or anything like that, right?
No, no. But they did say, they said, "We've never seen so much hair on the bottom of a car because it drugged
it." Good. Okay.
Oh, it was awful.
Well, you guys, I keep listening and I love the show and, you know, keep up the good work. And, Zane, keep posting those pictures up there. I mean, I always like looking at the stuff that flies through the Texas area. So it's pretty nice.
Oh, thanks. It was quite a treat today to see there was a Norwegian Air Force C-130J sitting on the ramp at Meacham Airport in Fort Worth today. No idea what it was doing there, but there it was. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool picture. Well, hey, guys, you take it easy, and we'll talk to you later, all right?
Appreciate the call,
all right,
Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Wow, I hope he gets some good pictures up there from the Collins Foundation, and that's going to be awesome if he does. And, you know, you don't get a better photographer than Paul Gordon. Man. So,
no,
really,
he's
cool.
A good one.
He's a good
take
one.
Take some good shots.
He's a good one. What do you say we take a commercial break, Zane? You need a break.
Okay.
You're getting a little picket, I can tell. We'll take a commercial break.
Yeah, I need to take a drink of my sweet tea here.
We'll let you, I'm going to refresh mine here. And then when we come back, we'll have you on the line. So call in right now. Lines are open. And we'll take your call right after this as Wix Warbird Weekly Live continues here on Warbird Radio.
This is Warbird Radio.
Now showing on aerocinema.com.
Before the dust settles in Berlin, a rift begins to grow between the strongest of wartime allies. America has the bomb, developed with British help, but President Truman has no intention of honoring agreements his predecessor made with England. If the Island Kingdom wants a nuclear weapon, they'll need to build one for themselves. The race is on for Britain to develop an atomic weapon of their own. But solving that is only half the equation. They will need a way of delivering their weapon to the heart of their enemies, to harness the power of the British jet engine. Or perhaps to forge one from a civilian aircraft already in development. Can the world's first jet airliner be reshaped into the world's first jet bomber?
This is Leon J. Delisle, the creator and producer of An Airman Story. You can catch our show several times each week on Warbird Radio. But for more information on our project, please log on now to anairmanstory.com. We are a 501c3 corporation and depend solely upon your gifts. If you would like to help us preserve history, visit us online today and make a donation. Many thanks.
folks, it's Ryan Keough from Warbird Information Exchange. Join us every Wednesday evening here on Warbird Radio for WIX Warbird Weekly Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with rebroadcasts throughout the week. You've been on the WIX Internet Forum, one of the world's best for Internet Warbird discussion. Now we're coming to you live and on the air. Tune in, take off to discuss the hot topics in Warbirds around the world this week, along with our guests who are working hard to keep them flying well into the future. Call in, write in, or even Skype in to add your voice to the conversation. WIX wants to hear from you. Again, that's WIX Warbird Weekly Live, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only here on Warbird Radio.
Our thanks to Ezel Aviation for generously supporting Warbird Radio. To find out more, visit them online at EzelAviation.com. That's EzelAviation.com.
This is Warbird Radio.
Well, Zane, I'm hoping if we play this music, guys will call in.
Oh,
welcome.
Yeah,
yeah, welcome to welcome to WIX After Hours. It hasn't even been an hour, but we'll try it. So, give us a ring tonight. Lots of stuff to talk about. As Ryan likes to say, where the lines between propellers and passion are blurred. This is WIX After Hours. Glad to have you with us tonight, and just having a laid back show this evening. Zane and I filling in, doing the duties while I'm filling in for Ryan. Zane's himself. As usual, self-drinking sweet tea down in Texas, having a good time. I don't know where you're at, but everybody else out there, and including yourself, would love to have you call in tonight. So pick up that phone and give us a ring. 478-787-4768. Free call anywhere in the world on Skype. It's just simply Warbird Radio. That's the username to look for. And you can send us an email here at the studio, matt@warbirdradio.com. That'll get here tonight. We thought Ryan was going to be here, so if you send it to the WIX address, resend it over, and we'll get it here in the studio. So just matt@warbirdradio.com. Zane, I cannot wait. We're just weeks away now from Oshkosh, and there's been so much talk about it. And, you know, I'm getting to go this year. It's going to be my first time to go, and I wish you were going to be there, Zane. I really
do. Yeah, me too. I'm jealous that, you know, that's one of my, you know, it's what they say, it's on my bucket list, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
To go at least once, you know. Exactly. So, and one of these days I'll get up there. But, you know, it's a long way across country. And
it is.
You know, I was offered a ride one time. You were talking about Bill Greenwood offering a ride. And I had, about a week before Oshkosh, there was a gentleman that came to the house to kill some ants or something, an exterminator, bug, you know, a pest control guy.
Right.
And I had a little model of B-52, and we started talking, and he was a B-52 pilot and had a beach bonanza, and he was leaving the next Monday for Oshkosh, and said,
wow,
you want to come along? And I, well, you know, there's no way I could get out of work and have start my vacation on a snap like that and go. So, you know, I kind of missed that time to go, but yeah, one of these days I'll get up there and go. So,
well, I wish you the best of luck on that. I'm looking forward to it. We're going the long way. I'm flying out to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And I'm telling you, we're going the long way here. And so we're going from Jackson Hole, Wyoming, to Alberta, Canada. We're going to take in the Alberta Air Show. And then we're going to hightail it over from Alberta to Oshkosh and get there sometime, you know, within a week or so. That's the plan. We're only going to be gone for 9 days, but I'm hoping that we're there. You know, we're leaving some time. So we should be there midweek in time for Zach's big party. That's the plan.
That's the thing not to be missed, apparently. You know,
I'm telling you.
You know, the airplanes are supposedly all fun, but Zach's party is supposed to be a good time.
So. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting everybody. You know, we've had so many great guests on the radio station this year and our first year, and some great sponsors. Looking forward to meeting everybody up there and just having some fun, you know? And trust me, I'll be the only guy there in a Warbird radio shirt. If you see me, say hello, please. I'd love to meet you. And
are you going to be broadcasting from up there?
That's the plan. Yeah, that's cool. The plan. Now, listen, tomorrow, and I'm not just plugging my show, but tomorrow morning, EAA Warbirds president Bill Fisher is going to be on the show. Bill's been on before. He's a great guy, and he's going to be telling us all the great things that are going on, all the details and all that kind of good stuff. So if you're a photographer, if you're going to be attending, tomorrow's the day you want to listen to the morning show, because I'm telling you, there's going to be some great information. All about the DC-3 gathering, the de Havilland gathering. We're taking two chipmunks up there, and so that's going to be fun. But all about it tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern. That's my plug. So, nonetheless, grab a listen and we'll have some fun. But, yeah, the Oshkosh thread, I've been following it here. Man, it's just everybody is so excited about this. I saw where, speaking of some of the younger guys, you know, we had Austin Hancock on this morning. And I mentioned him because tonight was supposed to be the Geneseo show. So I want to talk about the Geneseo show. Austin, a younger guy. He's graduated from high school. He's in college now studying aviation. I was so impressed with him. He's just doing a fantastic job. But another young guy, a little older than Austin, is Taylor Stevenson. And it just says there that he's going to take his L5 up there. They saw that on the thread. So there's a lot of guys.
So his L5 will be, he took it up there for the first time last year.
Yeah.
And, it's apparently a great airplane. I haven't put my hands on it or put eyes on it yet, but it's a really nice little airplane. So,
well, I'm looking forward to meeting some of these younger guys. I had a chance to meet Trey Carroll, who we've had on the show, T6 driver, and just an outstanding young man. And just so proud of these guys. It really makes you, just kind of gives you a good feeling just to see that caliber of individual and that young doing that much to help save these old airplanes and preserve the history, man. I mean, that's what it's all about. So it's really cool to see that. And
it gives you hope for the next generation, doesn't it?
Yeah. It really does. I mean, you just can't thank them enough, and we just got to encourage them and keep it going because, hey, they're the future. So they're the next generation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But listen, Zane, Oshkosh is coming up. Geneseo, though, have you been to that air show before?
No, I have not.
I've never been there either. That's
on
my
bucket list. The greatest show on grass, apparently.
Yeah, the greatest show on turf this weekend. I know Ryan's going to be there, and I think everybody. I think Tim's going to be there. Ed, I think, is going to be there. I'm just trying to go down the list of folks I know are going to be there. Scott, of course, will be there. I don't know if the other guys are going or not. I don't know if Chris and Zach are going. I don't know who's going to be there. But nonetheless, a big crowd this weekend up there in Geneseo, New York. I know that Team Vandy 1 is going to be there with their P-51 with Chris Baranakis flying. So some good stuff going on up there this weekend. The Viper demo team. Look, if you're anywhere near Geneseo, New York, you got to get up there and take in and hopefully get some good pictures of it. So,
yeah, well, I think Scott, our Wix founder, he's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Him and Ryan, of course, when they get within 100 miles of each other, it's, their little bromance blooms and, they have a great time,
Yeah.
So I think, and another guy, our Wix staff brewmaster, Tim is supposed to be there, and I believe Mudge may be there. There'll be a bunch of people that are supposed to be there. So
going
to
be a good time.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, good time nonetheless. And, man, I'm looking forward to hearing all the stories that come back from it. I was hoping to make it this year, but just no way to get up there and then get back in time to leave for Oshkosh with a ticket in my hand. There's just no way. Not going to happen.
You've been busy, haven't you? I mean, you have a little something going on that...
if I've been busy.
That airplane people might be interested in.
Yeah, well, I've been flying every day, man. I'm serious. I had the written ready to go like 2 weeks ago, and the guy's been out of town. I'm not kidding you. He's been out of town. This little town we live in, you got to kind of wait around and wait. But he's been out of town. He's supposed to be back on the 12th, so I'm hoping I can take it the 12th. The check ride's already scheduled for the 19th. So, talk about pressure. I got the heat is on, man.
Yeah. Well, that'd be interesting. So you're going to take the test by yourself, huh? Because every time I ever took a written, there was 15 or 20 people in the room. Felt like going to junior college. So.
Yeah. I'm going to go take it. I guess take it by myself. We'll see. Let's take a call here real quick, Zane. Good evening, caller. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, it's Bill Greenwood.
Hello, Bill Greenwood. How are you tonight?
Bill.
Well, okay. I was trying to listen to the show on the computer, and it says you got to log in, and I'm not a member or something. Do you have to sign up?
No. Just click on the Listen Live there button, Bill. Your ears must have been burning, though. We were talking about all the good folks on Wix, and your name came up, honoring you for that seat that you those seats that you had available going to Oshkosh. What a great thing to do, Bill.
I can't believe nobody wants to ride with me in the Spitfire up there.
Now.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Well, that's only for the 120-pound guys, so,
Well, there is a backseat limit of 190, but you would think there'd be some people that would go into that. What's this blank on there that says member login and all that? Though?
Well, that's just if you want to, there's some picture forums and that kind of stuff up there. Don't have to worry about all that. Just click on the big Listen Live red button up there on the right-hand side of the screen, and you'll hear everything pop right up for it. But
Somehow it doesn't work on my computer.
It might pop up in a different window there, Bill, that you might have a blogger or something like that running on there. Yeah. So.
Bill, I'll tell you what, I'll shoot you an email and we'll get that worked out on the telephone after the show or something. Not a problem, though.
Well, I'll let you guys go.
All right, Bill. Have a great time. Bill Greenwood, everyone there calling in tonight. And listen, if you have a call in, please give us a ring and we'll get that worked out. Now, Zane, I'm looking over here. I know there's some folks listening tonight, so that's good. We have a good, strong
line. They need to call in.
They should call in, especially if they can hear it. So, yeah, I think that button could be the size of the website and everybody misses it. That's just part of it. So I'm learning. I'm serious. It could be the size of the web. You know, it could just say click here and people would still. But it's nothing against Bill.
Where do I have to go? Yeah.
It's nothing against Bill. It's against me, too. My own friends do it. And I kind of say, well, you know, click there. So we'll see. But it could be something with this computer. And maybe. Now, Rob, I don't think so. Rob's just. I don't know. I don't know. When Rob makes general, then he'll figure it out. So. Well, listen, Zane, before we tick off anybody else, why don't we wrap it up tonight, huh? What do you say?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Might as well. You got sweet tea to drink.
I do.
I've got written material I got to go restudy in there. But,
there you go. You got to study for that private pilot exam.
And I'm going to go call Ryan about midnight tonight, wake him up, tell him the show went well.
There you go. So. There you go. And everybody pray for the Fifi crew out there in Midland.
Yeah.
It all goes well on Friday.
Yeah. Absolutely. We don't need any more setbacks with that program. That's for sure. And man, you know that airplane's going to be so happy to get back up in the air.
Though. I know.
Oh, it's going to be.
And you just might, if it ever all goes well, you just might see it at that little air show in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that little air show in Wisconsin up there. Man, wouldn't that be awesome? See your taxi right up here to Aeroshell Square, man. Man, alive. The stuff of legend. I'm telling you, Zane.
Oh, yeah, the world's fastest B-7 or B-29, yeah.
That's right. certainly the most re-engineered one, that's for sure. But
sure, oh, yeah.
Well, Zane, thanks for coming on the show tonight and doing your duty as you always do, man. And looking forward to having you and Ryan.
Thanks for standing in for Ryan, man.
Hey, my pleasure. All right, guys, that's it for tonight. Zane, good night. Thanks for being here, bud. And thanks to all of
you
for listening in as well. All right, well. Good night, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week here. All right. Good night, Zane.
Good night.